Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Thank you, Steve Bertrand. It's 10:33. This is WGN Radio. I'm John Williams. Our daily web poll question, the News Click yesterday, asked you about who should get how much money. Should we distribute it to everybody, or should there be an income cap on that? The Senate and the House are considering Republican and Democratic versions of this kind of a stimulus bill. And we heard from Congressman Krishnamoorthy a moment ago, and it makes it sound like, as bipartisan as we need to be right now, there are partisan differences about how that should be crafted and who should get what. You, on our News Click, were saying that there should be a cap, say at $150,000. After that, you don't get any. But I want to say this. I think if you are a low-wage earner, if you paid no income taxes or little income taxes, I don't care. I'm happy to give you my share of the $1,000. I think we should just get money in people's hands, let them pay their rent, let them buy their food, and let them give that money to grocery stores and businesses, hardware stores that are also struggling just to stay afloat these days.
You know, I think one of the things he said that is interesting is that this should have been a consensus before it was introduced, that the Republicans and Democrats should have sat down with the White House and come up with a plan. But I don't think that the House did that. The Democrats didn't necessarily do that when they passed one of their earlier plans either, although they were waiting for guidance from the White House on some issues.
At some level, and you can go back to Obama or Bush or Thomas Jefferson if you want, let's just all remember that this is happening, it could happen again, and standing here today, we were not ready for this. We didn't have the financial machinations ready. We didn't have the respirators ready, the mask ready. We didn't have plans ready. And it's one of those things you go, yeah, well, we'll worry about that someday. We'll be fine. No, we won't be. It's as imperative as anything we can do or can ask government to do. And government wasn't ready for this, not the federal government. I'm reading now some of the rumors that are out there. Every now and then, I tell you something that we're hearing just to pop the bubble.
You make me cringe when you do this.
And then you guys get mad at me for bringing it up. The only reason I brought it up is because I know it's out there, and I'm telling you it's not true. And then people say, John, you shouldn't say that. I didn't say that. I know the problem with this. People only half hear what they want to hear. I'm going to do some of that now, so please don't be angry at me. This is somebody trying to be helpful. I've been looking at johnhopkinsmedicine.org. I've been looking at Snopes. I've been looking at PolitiFact. True or false? This is from hopkinsmedicine.org. A vaccine to cure COVID-19 is available. That is false. True or false? You can protect yourself from COVID-19 by gargling with bleach, taking acetic acid or steroids, or using essential oils, even salt water, ethanol, other substances. The answer is none of these protect you from COVID-19, and many of these are dangerous. The new coronavirus was deliberately created or released by people. That's false. It was engineered at a bio lab in China. That is false. Here's another one for you. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr sold as much as $1.7 million in stocks before the market dropped in February amid fears about the coronavirus epidemic. That is true. This is from...
He, by the way, this morning is asking for a Senate ethics investigation of his action. He said he based it only on public news reports.
That's a very interesting thing.
He's the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, though.
He doesn't. But if he's operating on information that is not exclusive to him, if it's not inside information, then anybody could have done it. And if he's sitting there on a whole bunch of medical stocks and he thinks he needs to buy or sell, you're not going to let him do that?
Well, no, absolutely. But if it came after briefings where information was disclosed, then that's trouble.
PolitiFact. Facebook post stated March 19th, there is no COVID virus. This is the sort of denial you saw after 9/11. And of course, there is a COVID virus. There's a bunch of these. Daniel Funke is on a phone line. He is with PolitiFact, and I think he's ready to go. He is a reporter for there, and he is on line 7, right, Ashley? Daniel, it's John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
What else jumps out at you? We're just looking at some of the myths, rumors, and conspiracy theories. What has PolitiFact tried to put to bed on this?
Yeah, you guys have covered some of the broad themes we've seen, but since January, we have fact-checked more than 100 claims about the coronavirus, and the majority of those are false or misleading. So like you guys touched on earlier, there are plenty of conspiracy theories about the origin of the coronavirus. Some falsely claim that it is a bioweapon created by the Chinese, or that Bill Gates created it to try and profit from a potential vaccine.
Really?
We have fact-checked those, and they're false, yes.
Was there one about George Soros, too, that I saw somewhere?
Yeah, correct. We fact-checked that either yesterday or the day before, and it falsely claimed that George Soros owns a pharmaceutical lab based in Wuhan, China, and that lab created the COVID-19 virus. That is false. George Soros once invested in a pharmaceutical company in China that owns a location in Wuhan, but research shows that there's no evidence to suggest that the coronavirus was man-made, and Soros doesn't actually own that lab.
I suppose find that then, right, Daniel, that at least there is a shred of truth to it. I didn't know George Soros had a what kind of plant was that in China? What was that again?
Yeah, it's a pharmaceutical and medical device company. They basically manufacture medical devices.
Okay.
You're right.
I'm sensitive here, but I wouldn't say that that means there's a shred of truth to it, John. That just means that there was a kernel that someone built a lie off of.
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to say, Steve, and that to me was the shred, but I'll take that correction that people will say, oh, well, Soros, rich, some people don't like him, lots of conspiracies have revolved around him, and he has this medical device plant in China. Those are the truths. And then people leap from there, Daniel, and create their own fiction, right?
Yeah, exactly. Every good conspiracy theory has a kernel of truth there, something that conspiracy theorists can go off of to basically create their own lie in the process. Because it's so much harder to completely fabricate information than it is to just take it out of context or blow it out of proportion.
What are you seeing? And this sounds to me like stuff that was a long time ago, like 10 days ago, but theories about eating meat or either me as a omnivore eating meat and vegetables, I might be more susceptible, or that it originated from people eating meat in China. Have you guys investigated that?
Yeah, we have. We fact-checked a very popular Instagram post from a popular vegan Instagram account, and it basically claimed that if the world was vegan, we wouldn't have the COVID-19 outbreak. There's no evidence to suggest that. I think we rated that claim mostly false. So coronaviruses and human coronaviruses originate in animals, but there's no evidence that by eating their meat, they pass into human beings. For example, the Middle East respiratory syndrome passed to humans from camels just by close contact, and other illnesses have passed to humans either through animal droppings or just close contact. So you don't necessarily have to eat animal meat to contract a human coronavirus.
I saw one that showed that a different virus, Ebola, SARS, MERS, COVID-19, they pop up every 4 years, coinciding with the general elections in the United States. Coincidence, it asks in a meme, and I suppose it suggests that these are ginned up for political purposes. My understanding is, in fact, those diseases do not line up with our presidential elections so perfectly. Have you looked into that?
Yeah, we have. We rated a similar claim false. We basically found that there's no connection between U.S. national elections and any of these international pandemics. So most of these diseases were discovered and spread before the election years, and they were actually barely mentioned during the actual campaigns. So, for example, SARS, avian flu, and MERS basically had no effect on U.S. elections during those election years. But people latch onto this stuff because it makes it seem like there's meaning behind this most recent pandemic, when in all reality, it is a natural occurrence.
We're a society that loves hacks these days, and people are pretty good at it, finding clever or more efficient ways to do things, DIY projects, etc. And so there's a bunch of ways to get around the virus. Holding your breath, for several seconds and then coughing to see if you, in fact, have the virus, and also heating your nasal passages to 136 degrees. I don't know how you're going to do that. Sure doesn't sound like any fun to me. Have you heard about stuff like that, Daniel?
Yeah, that is a huge bucket of misinformation that we've been monitoring, both prevention tactics and treatment tactics for the coronavirus. And basically, all of them have been false. The things that experts advise people to be on the lookout for are things like shortness of breath, cough, and fever. Holding your breath will not tell you whether or not you have the coronavirus. And if you do become infected by the coronavirus, using hot water to treat it is not one of the recommendations. Currently, there are no approved antivirals to treat COVID-19, but experts do say that you can use ibuprofen, other fever relievers, rest, and fluids to treat the virus. So always be wary of long lists of prevention tactics.
Yeah, and some of them you go, well, that sounds like a good idea. Maybe if I stuck a hot poker up my nose, that'd kill some germs. And this day and age, people might be inclined just to try something like that, and yet those sound like the ones that are the most dangerous. So there is no cure, and there's no home test kit then, right, Daniel?
Right, correct. There's actually a huge lapse in testing in the U.S. So we wrote a story about how Tom Hanks probably would not have been tested for the coronavirus had he been in the U.S. as opposed to Australia, just because there is currently a lack of testing kits available. So some states have started to implement drive-through testing. But if you don't exhibit some of the symptoms that medical officials are associating with coronavirus, like shortness of breath, fever, and cough, and you might not qualify for that test. So it is not widely available yet.
Daniel Funke is a reporter for PolitiFacts, politifacts.org, if you want to find out more. Daniel, thanks for your time this morning. Very, very helpful, sir.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
It's 10:45. The president may be speaking any moment. You'll hear it on WGN.